let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Raise a Successful Child by W. Frank MacArthur Jr., Ph.D., is about common problems that children have and suggestions for parents to help their children deal with these problems. The professional life of Dr. MacArthur was in education. His last 30 years were in university teaching and administration. He served as a professor, chairman of a music department, dean of a school of arts and sciences, and a university vice president of academic affairs. For 42 years, Dr. MacArthur served as a church choir director. He's been married for 64 years, has two children who are both doctors, grandparents of eight, and one great-grandchild. We welcome to This Week in America W. Frank MacArthur Jr., Ph.D., author of Raise a Successful Child. Dr. MacArthur, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This book is so helpful at a time, just at the right time, as parents are going through, and grandparents as well, going through struggling, trying to raise a successful child. There are so many obstacles, so many barriers sometimes when you look at modern society and where we are and what we have to help our children overcome. What made you interested in the subject of the book, Raise a Successful Child? Where did this interest and the work begin?
Well, being in teaching, of course, you run across so many children, and I was interested always in why they were so different. It seemed like they were raised in similar families, but they still were very, very different. So over the years, I've tried to look into that and come to some conclusions about why they were different and how you could help them.
Well, let's break that down into two parts. Why are they different? What did you find in doing the research? Because children are different, and sometimes you would wonder why. Why are children different?
Well, it turns out that everything we do, everything we say, everything we believe, everything we want to accomplish is based on what we believe to be true, whether it's true or not. And so... to really understand that, you have to understand what the subconscious mind does for us. And if you believe, for example, that a person does not like you, then you act in a way as if that was true, and it might not be. And so you treat people that you think like you different than you treat people that you think don't like you. And that's a part of how the subconscious mind helps you accomplish what it thinks you believe is true. And that's what makes them so different.
The book is Raise a Successful Child by W. Frank MacArthur Jr., Ph.D. You'll find the book at thebookstore.dorrancepublishing.com. I'll give you that information throughout the program, and you'll be able to link on directly to get information on Dr. MacArthur's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why is it so important that we're able to detect the difference in children? From an educational standpoint, where a teacher has to make that assessment, and even parents trying to determine exactly what it is that makes their child different than the others, informs their personality.
That's true. It turns out that parents are your model. And as you grow up, everything they do, you believe it must be okay. For example, if they smoke, drink, use poor language, use bad grammar, all of those things, because your parents do them, you believe that that's okay. And then when you run into places in society where that is not believed to be true, then that causes you a problem.
When you did this research into why children are different, when you decided, okay, maybe that's a strong word, but you were able to detect different patterns there that made the children different. How did this affect you as a teacher and as an administrator? Did it make you better at both of those, understanding that I have to look at each child individually?
That's true. You have to look at each child individually. And what you have to understand is that if you had their genes and you lived in their environment, you would be doing exactly what they are doing. So you have to then deal with a problem with the child. You have to deal with it in a very positive way. And so that way it doesn't scare them or make them feel uncomfortable.
Children being different, and I'm thinking about it in the context of a classroom as you look out and you see all of these different children and you're trying to assess their personality. But in a family, do we have a tendency sometimes to think all of our children are going to be similar? In fact, maybe they're different from their siblings.
That's true. They can be different because they believe different things. And then, of course, they react based on what they believe. Your subconscious mind thinks everything you believe is true. And so if it's true, then you act as if it is true.
In the book, you discuss punishment and how you set an example for a child that behavior is wrong. Talk about that in this age-old argument that we all have within ourselves sometimes, just whether spanking is appropriate or not appropriate. How do you feel about being spanked?
I don't think children should be spanked. And think about it this way. Why would you hit somebody that you love?
Yes.
And what does the child take out of that? If you're spanked, the child then believes that you don't like them or you don't love them. And then they react as if that's true. Now, parents that spank children believe that it's helpful, that it's hard love. But it affects the child in a negative way, not a positive way.
That being said, how should parents then deal with bad behavior? If we're against spanking, but we know that we have to correct this behavior, how do we go about doing that? How do we deal with bad behavior?
Well, you deal with it in as positive way as possible. And what you do is explain to them why that's not appropriate. And usually they accept that if you talk about it in a positive way. And you mustn't do that again, and here's why. And that seems to work well.
The book is a very important guide for parents raise a successful child. Our guest is the author, W. Frank MacArthur, Jr., Ph.D. You'll find the book at dorenspublishing.com in the bookstore, that direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about what happens a child as they're going through, certainly in junior high school and up into high school, determining what they're going to do after high school. How do you go about deciding whether a child should attend college? For many, that's really a difficult decision to make, whether they want to go into a vocation as soon as they leave high school or go on to college. How should a person decide that?
Well, as they're growing up, as a parent, what you soon learn what they do easily and what they like. For example, if they have a hard time with mathematics, you certainly wouldn't encourage them to be an engineer. So what you do as a parent, you learn what their strong parts are and what their weak parts are as far as their education is concerned. And then you help them make a decision about whether or not college is appropriate. We need non-college educated people as well as college educated people. Some plumbers make more than doctors.
Yes.
For example.
Mine. We fall into that category. I'm thinking, so that is so important. And how do we go about, if a child decides, I'm going to go on to college, boy, okay, that opens up a whole list of questions and that they need to address. How do they go about choosing a major? And do you do it based on what you would like to do, what the student would like to do? Or so many people now are talking about putting a dollar amount on that. If it's going to cost you $120,000 to get that degree, you need to be able to justify earning that money back, paying the loan, that type of thing. How do you choose a major, and should the value of that have an impact in the equation.
That's very true. It turns out that it's not unusual for our child in college to change what they want to major in at least five times. And that's kind of a waste. So what you encourage your child to do is to go through the counseling department, and they have tests that you can take that points in directions of appropriate majors for what you're interested in. Also, you need to consider you're going to be doing this now the rest of your life, and is it going to support you in a way that you want to be supported?
Interesting information, all spelled out in Dr. MacArthur's book, Raise a Successful Child, book again available at the bookstore at dorrancepublishing.com. That's bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com, and we've got that direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We talked about in the beginning the difference in children and how to assess that and how to apply that information. Is success based on genes or environment or a combination of both?
Actually, it's a combination of both. The genes only affect what the environment does to you. You might be blind, for example, and you certainly wouldn't do art, but you might still be mentally artistic. So you find other ways to express art. So what you have to do with your child is to learn how the environment is affecting them. Basically, we turn out to be what we learn or deal with or what affects us in our environment. And the genes have an impact, but it's mostly environment.
Talk about what you saw in your role as a vice president of academic affairs, the difference in students. Are we dealing with a level playing field? Are we working on making sure each child has the opportunity, the right to a strong educational foundation? Where are we with that? Do all children, are we getting closer to them all getting into college, getting into real life with equal education?
Well, I think so. We're moving certainly in that direction, I think. I think we're probably putting too much into children ought to go to college.
Yes.
I think it's just important that they educate themselves in a way that they have a good life. Everybody doesn't need to go to college.
Well, talk about the role that's interesting in testing. I read so many stories with the school systems in this particular area, and everything is sort of predicated on testing. Teachers' raises are predicated on testing. Is there too much emphasis on testing, or is it where we should be?
That's an interesting discussion among educators. I've always thought, for example, that we shouldn't do the ABCD grades. We should report to parents where they are in that subject, for example.
Yes.
We should not depend on the letter system. For example, if a child gets C's, they think of themselves as a C child. And that we don't want. If they convince themselves that they are not better than a C, then most of the rest of their life they make C's because they are a C child in their own mind.
Well, that's right back to where we started in talking about, where a person sees themselves based on what's going on around them. If you tell them you're a C student, then you think that's that my expectation is to be a C student, and that's what I'm going to be. A fascinating topic. Raise a Successful Child. W. Frank MacArthur Jr., PhD, is our guest on the program. He's the author of the book available at dorrancepublishing.com. How do you deal with uncurable problems? We were talking about that before and bad behavior. How do you deal with that? Sometimes it's a, well, what will you consider to be an incurable problem? What is that specifically?
Well, it's things like autism and the other kinds of things that, that the child can't control, and it can't be cured. And so then you have to deal with them in a certain way. In the book, I've got a section on those kinds of problems and how parents need to deal with them. It, and basically, it's you look for the positive things. For example, I have a grandson that's autistic, and he is graduating from college this spring.
Fantastic.
And he's made all A's.
That's incredible.
And he's a mathematic genius. So most of the time, autistic children have an area that they are unbelievably talented in. Sometimes it's a subject, sometimes it's an art. But it's almost always true. So you deal with them in a positive way. You look for what they can do. You create the most positive environment that you can. And it's hard for them because a lot of times they're made fun of in school and that sort of thing. So at home, you have to be very positive and help them through those kinds of situations.
That and so much more in Dr. MacArthur's book, Raise a Successful Child, the book link on our website. The book available at dorenspublishing.com in their bookstores. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about some of the subjects that you taught. What were some that you taught in the high school level and in college as well?
Well, I started out as a band director. And I did that for about 20 years. And then I got into college administration. I was a college professor at that time, and I taught, of course, music courses, but then I taught research and statistics. That's about it.
It's interesting is the background in music. So often we see school systems that struggle. The arts is always something that seems to be an easy target. We will just sort of eliminate that. We're going to focus more on really hardcore topics that will make them employable, the student employable once they get out of school and go out into the real world. What are your thoughts on that? How important are the arts? How important is having a well-rounded education?
It turns out that the arts uses the left side of the brain, and it develops it. And it's better to have both sides of your brain developed. And people that are in music usually do well in their other subjects. So, that same thing is true in drama and art. So school systems should not do away with their art programs.
Raise a Successful Child is the name of the book by W. Frank MacArthur, Jr., Ph.D. Book available at dorenspublishing.com. And again, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention your family. Talk a little bit about that, the pride you must have in your two children that are both doctors, the grandchild you talked about that's overcoming so much and excelling in college. Talk about your family and the joy in raising a successful family and seeing your family raise successful children in their families.
Well, it turns out that it was very important that I was raised in a family that was very positive. And so I had a wonderful, wonderful childhood. And so I've tried to do the same thing for my children. And we discovered what they thought they would be good at and sent them through the processes that I have in the book about how to help them find what's true and live, in an environment that is true. It's the people that come up in society and in a family that believes things to be true that really aren't true. And so that's what you try to do. You try to make sure that they are dealing with the truth in everyday life.
When you look at maybe your grandchildren, certainly your children as they're raising children, how has that changed over the years, and what's the impact of being a parent in 2024, 2025, dealing with screen time, mental health issues with children? How different is it now raising a child, or are the fundamentals still the same?
I believe the fundamentals are still the same, and it's two things, basically. One is you look at things in a positive way. For example, you don't see a problem as a negative thing. You see a problem as a way to make things better when you solve that problem. So you look at things, everything, in a positive way. And that turns out to be important. And then, of course, like we keep saying, you make sure that they're dealing with the truth.
How about technology? Technology has really made things a lot easier for us, but it's present other problems as well. We're sometimes addicted to technology. We don't turn off our phones and go to bed when we should. We have them on overnight in case we're going to get a message. How has technology changed the role of being a parent, and what should a parent do to be able to incorporate technology in a very positive way?
I think you've hit on a topic that's becoming more and more important.
Yes.
And parents have to set rules and make sure that their children abide by those rules. And you do that, of course, like we say, in a positive way. But technology needs to be a positive thing, not a negative thing. They need to not stay on the phone all the time. There needs to be a limit to that. They need to learn how to use a computer in a positive way. All my children, both as the computer became important in the household, I taught them how to do computer programming, both of them. And that was in the 80s.
That, yes, as it was just starting, and what a foundation that's laid for them and their success. I've got a couple minutes left. I'd like to just, as we close, talk about the role of parents in all of this. And technology, it's interesting because technology is so wonderful and opened up so many areas for us. People, parents are able to work from home now. But sometimes we don't have boundaries anymore. Most people don't have a 9-to-5 job anymore. They're sort of on call because of technology around the clock. How important is it for a parent to put that in perspective and to be able to take some of their time and to devote to their children?
It has to be in perspective. We have to set rules and boundaries. And I think when you do that and children get used to it, they don't see it as a negative thing.
Well, it's, again, making it into a positive. And so many areas you look at with concern, you'll feel better about yourself and your parenting techniques when you read the book, Raise a Successful Child. Our guest, W. Frank MacArthur, Jr., Ph.D. The book is available at dorenspublishing.com in the bookstore. The direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I thank King Pages Press for arranging our conversation today. King Pages Press, the marketing consultant for Dr. MacArthur, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention that it truly deserves. Dr. MacArthur, a pleasure having you on the program today. Excellent conversation, so much more in the book, so much more we could talk about. Technology, we could talk about an entire program, and hopefully we can do that at some point. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're welcome. W. Frank MacArthur, Jr., Ph.D., author of the book Raise a Successful Child. You'll find it in the bookstore at dorenspublishing.com, a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.